Everybody did everything they could. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest suicide shooter is a 27-year-old former grad student who returned to his campus to shoot up a lecture hall. But Northern Illinois University was prepared. They had their post-Virginia Tech plans in place. They sent a message ordering a campus lockdown, except that it was over even before the message. The real message is the one we've gotten before, that anybody with a blown circuit can arm himself and keep shooting until he runs out of ammo or he decides it's time to self-administer capital punishment or until the police get there, although it's usually over by the time the police get there. The gunnamentalists are right. All that's left is to arm the rest of the class, and one of them might have a chance of getting a shot off or issue bulletproof desks. In the meantime, did you see the Facebook group on the shootings? Amy in Kansas City says, quote, "I have a feeling online classes are going to be the more popular way to go to college in the near future." Here's a parent in Arizona. "Colleges must be safe havens for learning, not shooting zones. I think I'd rather homeschool my child. Heck, you can even get your college degree online these days," unquote. I know that's only two posts, but is that really what's ahead? That'd be a hell of a future for the land of freedom. Telecommuting? Out of fear? Everybody at home plopped in front of an online course? And video conferences, so we don't have to go to the office either. Oh, but we'd break it up by turning to the virtual party channel. We'd only have to leave the house every 4 years when it's time to shop ourselves out of recession. Except you can do that online, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.